All right, cheers. Hey, not the greatest day today for you, but you qualified well, and you were up closer to the top 10, so you didn't suck like Paula. Like, even though the numbers weren't good, you had to feel better?
Yeah, I feel like I rode pretty good all day. I mean, I qualified, I think, like 10th the first practice, and I don't know, 15th or so the second practice, and I think 14th overall. So for me, somebody that isn't big on whatever. But like I said before, when I'm comfortable, things are clicking, like I can do a good fast lap when I need to. So I felt good in practice. Didn't get a great start the first moto, but I was in the fight. I was 14th or so for a long time. And then just a few guys got me at the end. I kind of tightened up and lost my flow, had a few bad lines. Just needed to fix, and I didn't. So I ended up like 16 or 17 the first moto, but I was in the battle more. You know. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a like fierce battle with like five of you guys.
Yeah, Marshall, a bunch of us, and Coolis. Second moto, I got a better start. I was pumped on that. I was like ninth maybe. And, man, I ran like 12th or 13th. A few guys got by me. I had a few bad laps in the middle, and I kind of figured out a couple things. And I was making a run back at, I think it was Coolis and then Grant Harlan. So I think I was 13. I was like, man, I think I could get to, you know, 11 or 12. And just made a stupid little mistake, top of the rollers, a little shallow rut. It's hard back, and a rock popped out of the rut and just popped my front end out of the rut. And I tipped over, and my leg was stuck on the bike, man. I couldn't get up, and yeah, I got back up in like 22nd or 23rd and just kind of rode it in from there. I got really hot being stuck on the bike there for a minute. And yeah, just bummed. I'm bummed that I didn't finish it off and get the result. But the positive, I rode good. I felt good. And I feel like I should be in that 10 to 15 range each week if I ride like I can. And that's where I was today. Just a little mistake. So it happens.
Did you change much on the bike or did you just feel better?
Quite a bit. Gearing on the bike went down. Tooth on the rear just kind of mellowed out, and then we made pretty big suspension changes. Stiffer, like a spring rate up front and rear, and a little stiffer valving. It was better.
That's a lot, Chiz.
Yeah, it was a pretty big change, but it was good. It's not perfect. We'll still work on it, but it was an improvement. Like I said, it helped me to be comfortable, and I rode more like myself. The result, just a couple mistakes, it wasn't there, but the riding was good.
You've ridden 30 Hangtowns. This is the first year with Shane Schaefer doing it, as opposed to the Dirt Diggers. What do you think of the prep, the track, the layout, all of that?
There was some good and some bad. I love the sand they put on, not just because I'm a Florida guy, but it kind of opened the track up. I got a little different rough, not that hard, square-edgy rough. But they left some sections, typical Hangtown, so you kind of have that too. Some of the layout changes were better, had a better flow. Some of them not as good. I'm not a fan when they take out some of the, like, off-camber stuff, some of that natural terrain kind of stuff.
You're, like, the only guy I've talked to.
Overall, it was better overall. Yeah. Just a few things I wish they had kind of maybe left a little bit more natural terrain. Some of the off-camber stuff. I think it just slows it down and makes it a little more technical in places. But, no, overall, they did it was an improvement for sure. I enjoyed it. Like I said, my riding was good all day. Usually when you're riding good, it's because you usually enjoy the track. So I did enjoy it, and it was an improvement. So, yeah, it was good.
Thanks, Chiz.
Thank you.